It is 8:07 on the morning show, Thursday morning, July 21st. We're being joined by Iowa DOT's Pete Helmstead this morning. Going to be talking about all the road construction work going on. And, of course, RAGBRAI next week. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Chris.
How goes it with you today?
Doing well.
Well,
just another summer day in Iowa.
Another summer day. Have you had any, and this wasn't on our topic list, but with the heat recently, have you had any pavement buckling, if you will?
Not that I'm aware of. I know we had a couple of them over in the Britt area about a month ago when we had that hot stretch in June, but I'm not aware of any. That doesn't mean they haven't happened, but I haven't heard of any major issues that going on right now, so that's good.
That is very good. And, you know, looking ahead to next week, temp's going to be back in the low 80s, which will feel almost chilly compared to what we have been. So hopefully we can continue that.
It will be an adjustment, and I can guarantee you we will have another heat wave, so be ready.
Oh, yes, unfortunately. Well, let's go ahead and let's start our conversation with Floyd. Of course, that's the biggest topic this week. Progress being made. Just went by there a few days ago, and it's hard to believe the amount of work that they can do in a short amount of time. Go ahead and talk about updates there.
Yeah, the landscape is really changing out there with the building up of the road for the bridge over County Road T-44. The two spans of beams have been set, and either tomorrow or early next week, they will be setting the final span of beams if everything goes correctly. So, again, the landscape is really changing out there. They're working on the, we call it the slope protection underneath the bridge, where they're pouring concrete on the slope that goes down to T-44. That will prevent erosion. The dirt work is still moving, and everything is on pace for paving in sometime in October. You've probably also seen all the crushing going on of the old concrete out there that will get used as part of the base of the highway. So a lot happening and a lot of progress being made. And the good news is everything's on schedule. So that's exciting.
Perfect. And I love the fact that you, you know, recycle and reuse the pavement.
Yeah, without a doubt. We do that with a lot of our projects. We do that whenever possible. And it just, you know, it just makes sense. We do what we can to use what we have and put it back and go from there.
That's perfect. I love that. So we do have some intermittent lane closures around Nashua or south of Nashua on the Avenue of the Saints. What are crews doing at that location?
The area has been resurfaced, as we mentioned before. And obviously, that's nice to have all that down. What they're doing now is putting in the paint for the center line, the edge line. And what they do is they make a little bit of a groove and then paint in that groove. That way, the paint lasts a bit longer. It doesn't get scraped off by the snow plows as much. And they should be back hopefully next week, and only a few days, hopefully, left of doing that. And that should be wrapped up.
That's so cool. You know, stuff that the normal citizen wouldn't really know, you know, making that groove and then painting it. I never thought about that. It's a good idea.
Well, that's why you guys are so smart that we can get on the air and do this stuff.
I'll just stick to radio. How about that? So now there are a few detours in place across North Iowa. We should probably talk about that. Highway 9 east of Manly and the other Highway 65 near and south of Sheffield. How long are those detours going to last? And really, what's going on?
By Manly, they're doing some work on the railroad tracks in that area, and that should be done by the end of this week. So hopefully tomorrow or Saturday, hopefully that will be finished up. And the one down by Sheffield is a bridge replacement that has been going on since early in the spring, and that will continue throughout the construction season. It will go into probably November. So that's a bridge replacement. Again, things are going well with the project. They're where they should be. But bridges aren't an overnight project. There's a lot of work that goes into them, from removing the bridge to the substructure to working in the river to working around high water if we get rains or in the spring. So, again, there's a lot of work that goes into a bridge.
It definitely is. And, I mean, it's almost like years in the making because you have to plan for all this stuff, too.
Oh, definitely, yeah. We have a five-year program where we program our major projects, and we probably start working on a lot of these projects before they get programmed. So we have them ready, and then they get presented to our Transportation Commission, and they approve the projects that are needed, and we go from there.
All right. Of course, the big topic is RAGBRAI, which is going to be rolling across the state beginning as early as Sunday. Now, they've mentioned they're, especially Floyd County, they're going to use mainly county roads, but, you know, that's not always possible. Talk about some of the state highways to keep an eye out on next week.
Yeah, that's one big thing, and I know I've mentioned before with you guys that the RAGBRAI staff does a great job of including us very, very early in the planning before this is ever released to the public. And like you said, they do everything possible to stay off of state highways, but there are going to be a couple affected, especially in the Charles City, New Hampton area. Iowa 14 on the 28th coming into Charles City will be a route that the bikes will be taking. And then that's going on the 29th, Highway Iowa 24 from New Hampton to about Lawler. There'll be bikes there. So be aware of that if you're driving in the area. There will be state troopers out. There will be signage out. But there's going to be a lot of bike traffic. So for one day, if you can avoid that area, that'd be a very good call. And then as it moves across the state into the West Union area and then further east, there are a few other state highways in that area that are going to be affected. So and I know we're going to talk about that next, but jump on 511ia.org. There are little indicators, show a little calendar date, and it'll tell you what day they're being affected, and you will have a much better idea of what to plan for.
That's right, and that's a perfect segue to 511ia.org. You know, being in radio, 511, the website's really the first thing I look at each and every day to talk about, you know, like road closures and detours and all that. But those little calendars have been on there for at least the past month, I've noticed. So if you check it out, you would have known that. Go ahead and talk about some of that.
Sure. Once everything gets finalized, we get that on there. And again, it's so people can plan, so people have an idea of what to expect, so they know what day, that, especially for RAGBRAI, their travel could be affected. You know, and it's the same thing with construction projects. Once we get an idea of when the contractor is going to start, we get those calendar dates up on the website, again, so people know when a detour will come into place or when they might have to deal with a pilot car and flagger for some other type of construction work. Now, like anything in life, we can get a schedule from a contractor, and a week before, you know, something goes, takes a little bit longer on their previous job where they have to delay their start. Sure. So things do get delayed, things do get changed. That's why it's important, like you mentioned, to check it, you know, whenever possible. And the other good thing that you can really do on that website is you can sign in and create an account and create a path or whatever road you travel. Maybe you drive from New Hampton to Charles City every day on Highway 18. You can put that in as your route. And then if something came up on that road, if a construction project came up, if we ended up having flooding, you know, whatever, you would get notified either through email or text message, however you signified you'd want to be notified on your account. So it's a really, really good tool that can keep you up to date on what's happening on the roads that you travel.
That's right. Plus, you can take it with you, you know, by the 511IA app as well for your mobile device. So go ahead and download that.
Yeah, exactly right. And again, as we always say, use it before you start driving.
Yes.
Or have your passenger use it, please. and again, it's a really good for planning trips. You know, I know a lot of people in the summer are really busy with softball and baseball, and now this week that's all coming to an end and school's right around the corner. So I know this is next week is a busy week for vacations for people. So take a look at that 511 app. It'll give you an idea of where to expect construction. And if you're traveling to other states, every state has a 511 app or site. Just Google 511 Minnesota or 511 South Dakota or whatever, and you'll be able to find their site and check out the road construction going on there as well.
Perfect. Yeah, it's crazy how fast this summer's going.
I was just talking to a friend at work today, and I said, you're going to blink, and it's going to be September. It's just crazy.
I know it. And that'll be, the topics will be snow removal and all that. But, hey, we'll wait for that.
Oh, I hope not in September.
Yeah, you said that we have another heat wave coming, so I'm...
I did.
Let's hope it's
bank on that one.
Let's hope it's not a major one like they're having off to the side. Right. Well, good deal.
I will take I'll take the heat over the wind chill any day.
Oh yes, by far. I totally agree with you. Well, thank you very much, Pete. As always, have fun next week, and we'll talk to you here in about a month.
We'll do it. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks a lot. That was Pete Helmstead with the Iowa Department of Transportation. Once again, some roadways to look out for next week. Highway 18, Highway 14 over to Highway 24 by New Hampton and all that. You can check out the latest details online at 511ia.org. And, of course, download the 511 app as well. It's 817 with John Mellencamp.